Fragmented sleep, fragmented dreams. Bill huddled against me to burrow my warmth in the chill of the night. I kept waking up to see if he was still breathing, his familiar smell of hay and tobacco now cut with desperate sweat. Metallic blood. The following morning, October 5, dawned with us lying cheek to cheek, mine warm, his cold. Bill Cavanaugh was dead. I held on to what remained of him a while longer. His corpse did not repulse me, in the limited way that circumstances had permitted. His was a body I loved. It filled me instead with inexpressible melancholy, melancholy that I have never put aside. I did not pray, so instead, I quoted Shakespeare. Alas, poor world, what treasure hast thou lost? A fragment from Venus and Adonis. It was not something Bill would have known, and that seemed fitting, given his enthusiasm for discovering new things. I moved Bill's body off my lap and stepped from the funk hole into another battlefield dawn. He was hardly the only one who had died in the night. In spite of my innate intelligence, in spite of my education, how little I understood our circumstances except that they were bad, very bad. The colossal scale of the war made it impossible to know more. It had been created by men, but by men in the aggregate, and not by the kings and kaisers and presidents whom we soldiers comforted ourselves by imagining in control of it. Even the generals could be only as the blind men judging the elephant, taking it for its parts, never comprehending the whole. The earth lay before me like a bare idea, a wasteland that we could not traverse. We had to stay put. The brook babbled as it always did at the foot of the ravine. The sound seemed like mockery now, but the mockery was in my head. Water was still only water.